Welcome to Conscious Voices. I'm Tom Over, your host. Today's program is part of a series in which we hear from people who've participated in the Northwest Earth Institute courses. And in this series, we also hear from people whose work in our communities promotes a healthier, more just, and more sustainable world. For more information, visit simplyliving.org or call us at 614-447-0296. That's 614-447-0296. This program was made possible by the Thelma I. Schoonover Fund of the Columbus Foundation. In the following audio clip, we hear from Sarah Straley about the course Discovering a Sense of Place. Sarah is Central Ohio Program Manager for Green Energy Ohio.
Well, I would have to say that the most important Earth Institute discussion course that I took was many years ago now. It was the Discovering a Sense of Place course, which is about learning your bioregion. And I saw a gap in my own education as an environmentalist. I didn't really know, you know, my native trees or my native birds or where my water came from and my biome and different things like that. And so this course not only drew out of the collective genius of the group and we taught one another what we knew about those things, but it also dove a little deeper into understanding why don't most people know this and what is a sense of place about and what does that mean? Do you have a sense of place? And I was maybe 28 or so at the time, still pretty young, single, you know, able to move around as I wanted and have every intention of moving away from Columbus, going to some place more progressive like Portland or New York,
Prague.
Yes, very much Prague was on my potential list. And so I guess I liken it to an epiphany. Just the awareness was stark for me that, oh yeah, if I move, just like so many people have moved, it's part of that rape and pillage mentality of going, using the resources and not caring about the land. And there's something to be said about knowing your place. And something does happen in childhood. You know, when you're a kid, you play outdoors most of the time, if you're lucky. Of course, that's changing, and we have the whole No Child Left Inside Richard Louvre campaign. But, you know, from my generation, I was still playing outside, even though that was the start of video games and climbing trees. I climbed a sycamore tree every day, you know, and hung out with her. She was my comrade. And you know, I think that tree was really the beginning of my environmentalism, just loving her. And so from that, you know, sense of place as a child, you never match that when you go to other places. You may think, oh, the ocean's beautiful, or oh, the mountains are beautiful, and really resonate with the place. And maybe that's your place, but there's something to be said for where you were raised as a child. You'll always appreciate that. The aesthetic of the natural world in that place, with hearkening back to your childhood, and it's sort of like a first love, you know. And so I got all of that, and I also got that, you know, because I have that first love of Ohio, that other people may or may not have that, but certainly people aren't moving from Portland here to take care of Ohio. And if anyone's going to do it, it needs to be people like me. As an environmentalist from here, you know, I really need to think about where I want to practice my environmentalism. And I don't feel as powerful if I were to go to Portland. Like, they don't need another Midwesterner doing the work of environmental activism there. They have plenty. They have plenty of locals, you know, as local as someone can be, that's Caucasian. And in the United States.
You also said that the courses give away people. That might be the first way to have camaraderie with people about the issues.
Yeah, well, Simply Living and the Earth Institute courses really draw people to them because they're searching. They, you know, may work at OSU or Nationwide or Abercrombie and Fitch and feel isolated from other environmentalists. You know, they may not know that the person in the next cube over cares about recycling because they just have to look at their computer and be QWERTY all day, you know? And so, but I think, you know, I think that humans are innately altruistic, that that's part of our inner workings, our inner brain. And so I think that if people were given the platform at Abercrombie & Fitch and OSU, which these Earth Institute courses provide, these courses were designed to take place at people's lunch hours in these offices so that people could learn about each other's passions and interests, that people would feel supported. But people aren't being offered these courses at their bank jobs and at their white collar jobs or their blue collar jobs for the most part. You know, that's changing. But so people sought the Earth Institute courses out through Simply Living, and people felt really alone. And so they'd come to, you know, the first Earth Institute organizational meeting, and it would almost be like an AA meeting or something where they're coming clean, like, my name is Sarah and I'm an environmentalist, you know, like they had to come out of the closet, and then everyone would applaud or, you know, like say, hi, Sarah, you know, and make you feel like you had come home to others who actually cared. So it's okay. So, yeah, I think, and what happens, of course, as you may guess, people who felt isolated and alone then develop this support network of people that are like-minded, and it spirals into relationships that go beyond just the course. And, you know, then you feel supported to make, a lot of times, big changes. So say you work at Nationwide and you don't really like it. You're this cog in this weird machine, but it's paying the bills, but you're alone. You don't really have family or friends around. So you stay put because it's safe. And then you make a group of friends, like friends, true friends, because you share values. And then you feel like, well she's getting by doing eBay, and he's getting by doing landscaping, so maybe I could get by doing massage and follow my passion more than just being a part of the machine, you know? And so people then make these bigger changes of following their bliss and starting new careers, becoming entrepreneurs. I watched so many people start their own little mom and pop rain barrel business or bike cart business or little urban garden business or massage business. And that all was generated through people feeling like, okay, I have a sense of place, I have community, I'm gonna try to follow my bliss more. And they knew that they were safer because they had this community to fall back on. And
yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it was that sense of community, and it's based upon the compassion and the sustainability.
Yeah.
That's great. You didn't see now. You didn't say that before you in the other session, so that was cool.
Oh, good.
Anything else you wanted to add? I know you can't go another hour, and I can't either.
But yeah.
I appreciate you recapping like that.
Sure.
Anything else you wanted to add before you?
Well, I just invite the listener to take an Earth Institute course. You'll be surprised what you learn. I really value my Earth Institute books as a part of my education. You know, I have a master's degree. I saved many of my chemistry and engineering books, but I also saved my Earth Institute books because I want to reference them all the time, and I do reference them all the time. So they're an education in and of themselves. Even for me, as the type of person that started taking the Earth Institute courses and being like, well, I'm pretty familiar with all of this stuff already. I was, but you still learn a lot just from the readings alone, but the real learning is from each other and just hearing other people's stories and what they're doing in their lives to exemplify the values of taking responsibility for the Earth.
You've been listening to an interview with Sarah Straley, a participant in the Discovering a Sense of Place course. If the ideas presented in today's discussion interest you, you may want to participate in one or more of the Northwest Earth Institute courses. For more information, visit simplyliving.org or call us at 614-447-0296. That's 614-447-0296. This program was made possible by the Thelma I. Schoonover Fund of the Columbus Foundation. I'm Tom Over, your host. Thanks for listening to Conscious Voices.